Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I thank the Lord for this day. Yeah, I like the weather too.
Maybe that freeze will get most of those leaves down before I get my road.
Did it freeze last night?
Did it freeze last night?
No, it's tonight it's going to freeze.
Tonight, oh, okay.
Y'all don't have a radio you can click on and listen to?
We got one.
Oh, I use mine when I need it.
I just got to cover the garden.
Yeah.
I'm thankful all my plants will die. They got water last night. Is that awful?
All right.
Go ahead, Kirk.
Well, we'll begin with prayer. That's all right. All right, dear Lord, we begin with prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this cool morning.
Amen.
Lord, bless us to go forward in your word, hearing all that you will have us to say, and bless every comment, every question, bless every speaker, just like you did last week, oh Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I enjoyed last week. I thought, yeah, that was just good. The Lord's been dealing with me about trust.
Oh,
I love that. I get into it. And I saw something. When I read what Ray gave me, and it added to it. Here Jesus is praying for his disciples to, he's about to leave them in his stead. And these prayers are preparing them to commune with God so that they could do the very same thing, the very same things that he did. I love chapter 17. You know, I really didn't study it like I studied it since we've been talking about it years prior. I just read it. I read from time to time, but there's a lot in here. And he's building us up so that we can trust God. And we made it to about verse 25 last week. We started verse 24. He said, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." He wanted them to see him as the Father sees him, and he wants them to see the Father as he sees the Father. And from there, see, trust comes out of relationship. That's the only way to trust God. We trust God based on the past, looking to the future. And I was doing a broadcast, and I said, trust is a noun, while I was talking. And the Lord will do that. You know, he'll give you something. You'll say some things by the Holy Spirit. And the word says, try the Spirit. So I asked the Lord more about it. And Saturday, he was saying that trust is a noun, and faith is a verb. You know, that's the action part of faith, of trust. And he put it to me where I could understand it. And I read what Ray said in the middle of it. Well, he said, God has given me life. He created me. God has given me dominion over all the earth and everything on it. God created everything by speaking. God created man in his image to exercise dominion, the innate part of man. And God had dominion over everything, entrusted dominion over the earth to man. And then he said, man did not lose dominion after the fall. God did not take it away. Man decided God could not be trusted. I said, God. And that's exactly what happened. Jesus Christ is reintroducing us to trusting God. And in history, in the Old Testament, you'll see most people, they could have, even if they had faith in God, they would struggle to have trust in God. And so they are two different components, but they have the same goal. But trust is the, faith is a verb. You have to, and the way he helped me understand it is, faith looks at God presently and currently. Faith looks to God presently, right now, always right now, and currently. Always continuing until it is finished. And but trust looks at God to the future from a past position. In other words, the Lord told you to do something. You trust him. You did it. It all worked out. Your faith was finished. You know God kept his word. You know God is trustworthy. So when he tell you the next thing to do, based on that experience, you know you look to him in the future. But faith looks at him right now, always currently right now. And so I was trying to get all the, he was giving me all this revelation about trust. That's when I asked him, is faith a noun? He was like, trust is a noun. He said, trust isn't, he put it to me where I could get it. He said, trust is the noun side of faith, and faith is the verb side of trust. Because faith does the action. That's what you do his part. You do your part, and you trust God to do his part. So trust is not active. It's a state of being that enables you to operate in faith towards the future. You know, you're looking at God now. You believe, you're taking him at his word, but you know that he'll do his part. And you know it'll be complete. You know that it'll continue. God is going to always do his part. And he said this about trust also. Trust will not do God's part. And that's what really got me thinking. Friday, he said that trust will not do God's part. Trust knows that God will do his part. And faith, you're looking to him. So it's going to work. And Jesus is bringing us back to where man can trust God again. He said, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. It's all by love. All of this works by love. Faith works by love. So does trust. Trust knows that God loves us. Faith knows that God loves us. He said, verse 25, O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. So this is what they knew. They knew that God sent Jesus. And now they got to learn who Jesus is. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. So the knowledge of love is going to increase in them. Now remember, Jesus knew that they would scatter. Because the word said they would. He's praying this knowing that they're going to be scattered. But he also knew that they would come back. And he told Peter that Satan has desired to have you. But I pray for you. And when you're strengthened, strengthen your brothers. So he had things in place because he's ready to depart. And he knows he's got to depart on time. And he's doing all this to protect the communion that they would have with God. And he knew that they would be scattered. So, and he's about to be betrayed. He knew that. Judas wasn't there. And Satan wasn't there because Satan was in Judah, and Judah was making a deal with the Pharisees. he was out betraying Jesus as he was praying. And but he's preparing them to enjoy the great communion that we enjoy now. Mm-hmm. And they knew who he was, but he wanted them to know. He said, I've declared unto them thy name, and I will declare. He said, these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. So it wasn't done yet, but he was praying that it would be. And that's precisely what happened. Everything of God, all the grace we receive, we have to measure it. The way we measure it, it'll be measured to us. The way we measure our faith, that's how the way we measure the word, that's how we'll believe it. And that's what we'll ask for. That's what we'll receive. The way we measure it, that's the only limitation of trust we'll have, the way we measure God's word. But in interacting with it and learning principles, you measure it greater and greater, and you trust God more and more. And one way to gauge our trust is the excitement about what the Lord say do. If the Lord tell you to do something that may seem hard to others, or maybe may seem hard to you, and you get excited about it, you trust Him. And you believe Him and you trust Him. Paul got thrown in jail, and he counted it. He was glad to be to suffer for Christ's sake. He trusted Him, and he just had he had the joy of the Lord, and God renewed his strength, and he just praised God, and the earthquake happened, and the prison doors opened, and people got saved. That, you know, it doesn't matter how bad it looks. If we trust God, we still have that joy and the excitement. We have we can have a life of jubilee, basically. It's up to us and the way we trust and commune with God. Now, next time, we might start in chapter 18.
You know, the last verse you read about trust, mm-hmm. the love wherein thou hast loved me. That's mm-hmm. how God loves Jesus.
Yeah.
How does He love Jesus? Totally and completely and perfectly.
Perfectly.
Maybe in them.
Yeah.
Not to give to other people, which is part of it, but we should know how much God loves us.
Yeah.
And when we come up, give a revelation how much God loves us, mm-hmm. it's easy to trust Him in
it. It is.
Because that same love that He loves Jesus with,
yeah.
is in us. That Jesus is in us too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just beyond human comprehension. But we can see it in the Word. We can see it in the Word and get in our spirit.
Yeah.
And then we take care of our soul.
It does. And it renews your mind.
Right.
And like Pastor said, then you have two against one.
And I was thinking too, you know, we need to, we can't sing everything, but with the kids, like the hymns, only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now.
Yeah.
He will save you. Preservation, safety, sound, and healing, deliverance.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are some places, because that's a good trust, and that came to my spirit.
Uh-huh.
And I thank God I learned that as a child.
Yeah.
So some of those old hymns are very powerful. A lot of them are very powerful.
Mm-hmm. They are. When I was asking the Lord to teach me things about principles about loving His people, okay. as I did that, as I loved them, even if they were contrary, I loved them. I could see that God loved me.
Yes, well, that's good, Thurston.
And it was easier to believe God.
Amen. So that's the other part of it, going out and loving people. Well, that's good.
When you understand that God loves you.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, when he sees us, he doesn't see Ray Wilson or Gwen mm-hmm. or David. He sees Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
He sees his favorite son, Jesus, right?
Yeah. Ray wrote back.
And he loves us.
Uh-huh.
And that's great.
Because it
communes
spirit to spirit.
Yeah. Spirit to spirit.
Ray put that in there too. He said, I love this, Ray. I'm still studying this. It's right. It's on point.
And we
should
see Jesus when we see Ray.
Yeah, yeah. We do. I mean, you can see Jesus in us is
not the outward shell that does things sometimes wrong, but the inward part.
Yeah.
One spirit with the Lord. Woo, glory.
You can
God,
see.
God the Father and God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I mean,
His work is obvious in all of us. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. It said, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Thinking about all those prayers. And they're working. 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. I thank the Lord for His word. I thank the Lord for communion. And, you know, it's always exciting to hear from the Lord a word. No, I thank God for all of it. All right.